Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my final segment with David Icke. He's going to be with us on the 6th of October for 2 hours, the last 2 hours of the show. We just set that and booked it. It'll be while he is in California, about to leave back to England. That's coming up 6th of October. Mark your calendar. Mark your calendar for September 27th, 28th, Santa Clara, California, for 2 days. Get your tickets before they sell out. And Los Angeles, the Million Dollar Theater, the evening of Wednesday, October 1st. Details at davidicke.com. Don't forget our website, infowars.com and prisonplanet.com, or our new film, Fabled Enemies, detailing just how the intelligence agencies carried out the attacks of 9/11. Fabled Enemies, available at infowars.com, as well as Truth Rising. David, in closing, you talk about a coming out. They're open about world government, open about the North American Union. Suddenly I'm seeing Rothschilds all over TVs. The wife of Baron Rothschild was on CNN last night, acting completely wicked. I mean, the woman just radiated evil, pushing John McCain. We've got, as if it mattered, we've got major articles here where the military has come out and said, yes, regular army will patrol America, period, and even do police work now, into Posse Comitatus in the Army Times. And then we have the Pope saying UFOs are real, aliens are real, all these governments saying they're real. They have astronauts coming out and saying, and I never cover that. I mean, what is all this part of? Why are they coming out? We got 3 minutes.
The bottom line is, you know, when you look at this reality, there's no way that humans are the only form of so-called intelligent life. There obviously are other forms of life that we call extraterrestrials around this universe. However, there is a very clear plan, it would seem to me, to use the threat of some kind of extraterrestrial invasion or extraterrestrial manipulation to justify all the things that they want to introduce. I mean, you're talking about a world army. We must come together to meet this threat. We must come together financially. We must drop borders. We must have like a war cabinet, if you like. All these things become open to justification once you can sell the idea of a threat from beyond. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's certainly one of the things that I've picked up over the years that has been in the planning, ready to be played. And it is interesting to me what you said there, because I've noticed it too, how over the years through the 90s, any idea of UFOs, extraterrestrial presence, was just dismissed by the authorities by reflex action. All of them. It's a nonsense. There's no evidence. Now, suddenly, there's been a big, big sea change in the way that they're treating this information and the way they're dealing with it. And I think we have to be very, very careful if it comes along that, yes, we're under the threat of some extraterrestrial invasion, because we need to look at that very closely.
Well, I agree. I was watching a mainline PBS special about meteorites hitting the Earth and hitting Saturn, Jupiter. And it showed a UN conference with Russians and the U.S. and others saying, we could use a threat of an asteroid to unify things for world government. And they said, that plan for extraterrestrials. So stuff like that leaks out, and we know about Blue Beam and other plans, fake holograms. That's admitted, and then suddenly it looks like they may be getting ready. You know, the financial 9/11, the physical 9/11. Will there be an ET 9/11? Who knows?
Well, it's certainly a possibility, because we're now in compared with the lives that people have led in the world up to this point, we are in fantasy land now. We're in a realm, in a period where anything is possible, and all bets are off, and we should not be surprised at anything that comes along. What we need to do is not take it on face value.
That's right.
Whatever it is, but to look at it dispassionately before we start to come to decisions on it.
That's right. They're blurring the lines of reality on purpose, because they know we're exposing their false reality. They just want to smoke screen it all like a squid with ink, so nobody knows what's going on, but we're going to shine a light through that. David Icke, I will talk to you coming up in about a month from now on October 6th. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
Cheers.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but weight.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Bob Chapman joins us for about 40 minutes today. Then we've got April Gallup, who is a survivor in the Pentagon. Really suspicious things that happened there. Bob, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, yourself, Joseph Stiglitz, everybody we've had on this show, the New York Business School wonk, they've all said that we could have a depression at any time with what's happening the last few years, but it would probably happen in 2009, 2010, and we continue on out from there. It looks like things are worsening quicker than we thought. You know, on one hand, I have all the IMF and World Bank documents where they admit they want to implode economies. They want bailouts. They need to create a new financial order by collapsing the old one to bring in a world currency. We know they're doing all of that. We know that the real scam now is the bailouts, hundreds of billions a day, leveraged into the trillions, because these are all leveraged 70, 100, 200 times. I see different numbers in the press, probably far worse than that. So I want to get into what the full exposure is, where this deepening crisis is going, gold exploding. Last time I checked, it was up like $100 from 2 days ago. They said the biggest one-time rise for gold ever. All of this happening on the heels of them driving down oil and gold and other commodities, jacking up the dollar. Now the dollar plunging. Where Bob Chapman thinks all of this is going. And for those that don't know who he is theinternationalforecaster.com. He's had one of the biggest newsletters in the world, one of the biggest gold and silver brokers ever. Worked in military intelligence before that, and has been spot on with his analysis. I mean, Bob, we know this is contrived, but you and a few others say, well, they did want to contrive this, but now they've lost control, which I don't know what's more, you know, which is scarier. Bob Chapman, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me again. And it's all scary because it's all going to end up in the same place sooner or later, and it's not going to be nice. As far as gold's concerned, yesterday it was up in the outside market, $87.30, and it was higher earlier. And then today it's trading up around $50. And it, you know, we said in the forecast that we felt once gold bottomed at $775 approximately, that it would be the fourth test of that area. And when it went up, it would go up in a straight line quickly. And we've been proven to be correct again. And one of the things that the chartists are missing is that there's an inverse, a reverse head and shoulders pattern. And not to get into any detail, it's very bullish. And we could go straight right up. It's trading around $900 right now.
Yeah, it's $895.60 at spot, up $32.70 today after going up around $80 yesterday. So what's $32.80, but over $112 in less than 24 hours?
And it just shows you that the market was manipulated and they couldn't continue to control it. And we had predicted that, and that's what happened. Now, what I see in there right now is I see the commercials are starting to do some shorting. And essentially, for all intents and purposes, even though the contracts out on the short side are about 95,000, that's normal. And so they're looking for places to short.
Hey, Bob, dumb it down, because I study this all the time and I barely follow you. I mean, dumb it down for people. Explain what's going on and then give us the gold perspective. Then let's get into the wider economy, you know, the real economy versus the banking economy. And if you're changing your prognosis from the country will be dead from cancer in 2 years financially, or will it be dead in 6 months?
Well, dumbing it down, when you short a stock or short a metal or short anything, you're betting it's going to go down. And professionals are always on the opposite side of the market. The public goes on the long side and they buy something hoping it's going to go up. The professionals, their mindset is to figure out when they should bet that it's going to go down. And I see them in doing a little betting in here that it's going to go down. And I see shorting, and that's natural, and that's okay, because they were short before, and when gold went down, they came in and bought their shorts back in. And when they did that, they stabilized gold, which turned out very well for people who were long gold, because it stopped the correction. And anyway, we're headed up. I'm sure that the government's going to try to step in again to stop gold and silver, platinum, palladium, from moving higher. I'm sure they're trying to keep oil down. This morning at 3:30, oil was up 240. Now it's down 70 cents. And so then they're in the markets working all the time, and it's very difficult to make decisions except on a long-term basis. So where's gold and silver going? They're going higher. As far as what's going to happen, as far as the timing on things getting much worse than they are already, and they are bad now. Again, everything takes more time than people think. And I'm still looking out 2.5 years or so, and there would have to be something extraordinary that would happen to change that. And what could that be? Perhaps some event that nobody had expected within the financial sphere to happen. And then it would send everything awry and then send the financial part of our system down, and that would bring on depression and probably a lot of other things. And so in the absence of that, we have to deal with what we can generally see in the future. And so I expect that that will be the time frame. What's going on now, as you pointed out before on the program, is that we have the United States government, the Treasury, and the Federal Reserve, privately owned, which are acting as conduits to keep the entire economy from collapsing. That's really the bottom line on it. And the Fed's in the repo market, injecting in a two-day period $120 billion. They got other central banks doing the same thing. That aggregates something like $160 billion. We still have the discount window open to the banks. We don't know what they're doing right now because everything is a secret. And then we have the auctions. They're running $200 billion plus a month. And then we have, on top of that, the repo market. M3, as it used to be called, is probably running somewhere between 14 and 15% right now. Inflation is still sticking at 13.625%. Long-term unemployment's 14.875%. All the indicators are towards the generative process within the economic structure, not only of the United States, but the world, degeneration of the financial system as well, and continued interference by government and central banks in that process, which is going to cause horrendous inflation.
And that's why we see gold exploding. It really should be up at around 3,000 now for the amount of money and liquidity they've issued. We're dealing with conservatively hundreds of trillions leveraged into God knows what thousands of trillions. We've got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, 50-something trillion, saying 5 trillion of it's in, you know, big trouble. But then we know that's been sold in securities over and over again and leveraged over and over again. And they bought up most of the real assets by doing this, and now they're positioning themselves for the IMF World Bank riot, as they call it, the breakdown of the economy. Northcom has announced that they will have regular army patrolling the streets of America just randomly wherever they want. They're training multiple brigades for this. It's just they're pulling out all the stops, Bob. And then Paulson was in Bloomberg, on Bloomberg TV, and I've got the article right here, and said Congress, a few congressmen said, hey, don't we get say in hundreds of billions a day being given to these banks, brokerage firms? And Paulson said, no, it's a contract, and you're not involved. The executive runs this, and the Federal Reserve runs this, which is private. And Congress, you know what? They sat down and they shut up. I mean, for anybody that knows the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, anybody that knows Congress does the funding, that's their authority. I mean, to see PDD 51, Bob, implemented in monetary policy, which is what it says in there, it says for economic or any other crisis, my God, I mean, this is open dictatorship by the banking elite, and now they're rolling the Ponzi scheme into the next level, saying the new thing will be a world carbon tax regionally and locally on us, distributed and controlled internationally, the different geopolitical sectors feeding back into the global corporate structure that nests in every capital. I mean, this is just hellish looting that's going on. And I guess the only place where we somewhat disagree is you're saying they've lost control. This looks like a controlled feeding frenzy. I mean, do sharks get in feeding frenzies and bite each other and attack smaller sharks? Yes, but I mean, you've said this thing was engineered in the past. I mean, why are you saying it's well? I mean, first comment on the Paulson situation. Just saying, you know what, Congress, sit down and shut up, and they did.
Yeah, well, that's because they're paid off, most of them. And they do that through campaign contributions and other things. And that's why I continue to say clear Congress except for Ron Paul and get rid of them and start over again. Because if you don't, you're going to have the same problem and we're going to lose, lose, lose. And, yes, that's what Paulson is telling Congress, you know, sit down and shut up. But that's been going on for some time. But more blatantly lately within the last year or two, because things are getting far more difficult and within the economic and financial spheres.
In fact, I have quotes here from the leader of the House and the Senate, and they're saying, we don't even know what's going on. I'll read the quotes after we come back from break. We don't even know what's going on. We don't even understand. We don't know what to do. We'll just do whatever you say. I mean, just totally compliant. Well, whatever the private bankers say, you run everything. Now, this is all contrived. This is engineered. This implosion, just like what Rothschild did in 1815. is being engineered. Let's skip the break for InfoWars.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Yeah, we've known this was coming for a long time. It's all public, government documents declassified, martial law, tyranny, breaking up families, forced inoculation, people living in communal skyscrapers under police control. That's the plan. One-child policies. That's the bare minimum. And they wanted to have economic implosion, but Bob is saying, and many other analysts say, it got out of control. The pyramid Ponzi thing they built, the crooks they hired to run it, the kind of mid-level managers even got out of control. And so now the whole thing is in jeopardy, which is even more dangerous in a way. But it shows they're not invincible. And maybe you're right, Bob, but regardless, we know what the final outcome is. Northcom coming out and announcing they're going to field troops against the American people for insurrection ahead of it. They know what they're doing is so bad. People are going to resist. Just God help us, you traitors. Bob, what do you say to the military? What do you say to the police? What do you say to everybody about this? It's not like we just started this week saying this. We've been saying this for decades, and now it's all happening.
Well, I think as far as the police are concerned, I think they have to be informed that they really don't want to be on the other side because they don't stand a chance. And even if they moved a 500,000 troops out of Iraq, which they don't have there, or from other places in the world into the United States, they wouldn't stand a chance. I mean, you can easily arm, which are, the people have already got the weapons, 45 million male adults in America. I mean, sure, the kill ratio might be great, but the other guys can't win. So the military has got to think about all being exterminated, but just by numbers. I mean, even with a 20-to-1 kill ratio, they still can't win. And a lot of these people who have weapons in America are veterans. I'm one of them. You know, well, I'm a crack shot. I can make kills at 1,000 yards.
Well, let's boil it down. Let's say 1% of 100 million gun owners. We know it's higher than that, but 100 million. Because when pollers call people, a lot of folks won't say they have a gun because they're smart. If 1% of a million fight back, that's a million combatants. And I don't even want this, folks. I mean, they're saying they're going to use Mexican and Canadian troops. It was public a decade ago, but they signed the deal last year in Canada. In January of 2008, 9 months ago. And Congress, a few congressmen said, well, you're not authorized by Congress. And I mean, used to they had to commission an officer, folks. Congress used to be in control, so the president couldn't be a dictator. And they just said, you know what, we'll use Canadian and Mexican troops for insurrection in the U.S., during any emergency, including economic, and that's it. Shut up. And now Paulson tells Congress, shut up. I mean, this is open. They are insurrecting against our republic. I want to make that clear. This is illegal what you're doing.
It's our duty to take them out.
Bob, you never used to talk like this. And I mean, as a veteran, as somebody who fought against the Russians and in intelligence operations, what do you think the other people in government are saying? Or are they just total ne'er-do-wells?
Well, I think they're as terrified as we are. We wouldn't be talking this way if we weren't really terrified about the ramifications of this. And I do programs that are devoted directly to military people, and we discuss this all the time on these programs. And I tell them, spread the word. These men are all over the world. You do not want to attack the American public. That is an order. If you're given that order is illegal, and you have to challenge it. I mean, we saw the Nuremberg war crimes trials, and the excuse was, well, you know, if we didn't do it, they'd shoot us. Well, you're not supposed to do it. And so the military knows what's going on, and they're very, very concerned because they don't want to get involved in that. They're there to defend America. Not to police Americans or shoot them, and they're good people. And I don't know what this is going to come to, but I do know this. If it comes to that, the people will win. They'll pay a terrible price.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen, Bob.
And government will be wiped out.
Yeah, I want you to get more into what this will come to in a moment, then back into gold in the final segment coming up. But right now, the problem is they will have provocateurs who they allow to escape attack military groups on video to then demonize anyone resisting the troops. They're also training, like you do with dog training, when you train a dog to attack, on dummies. And they're saying they're going to fight crime, fight terror, fight rioters, and help with the jaws of life get people out of cars. And it says they're just going to show up and the military is going to do it as kind of a PR thing. So they're going to phase this in with PSYOP. But I still don't think that's going to work, Bob. But, I mean, you get the angle I'm going with here?
Yes, I do. And one of the reasons it's not going to work is because of your program and programs like yours that are discussing this in the air, both sides of the situation, why we don't want it to happen, but why it probably or might happen, and what to do under those circumstances. This is what democracy is about. You're not going to get it, of course, on the major media. But by the fact that we're discussing this is extraordinarily important.
Well, the government and the criminals running it are not invincible, and these mercenaries are going to turn and run. And yes, folks, it's a serious probability this is going to happen. We're going to skip this segment, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Bob Chapman, over and over again the last few years, well, I've been interviewing you since 2000, but over and over again the last few years, you talked about naked shorts and short selling and how these brokerage firms are taking the hundreds of billions a day being given to them by the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, our money on our name, and they're still leveraging and shorting and pulling scams and games. Explain that to people. For those that don't understand, until finally yesterday, the Treasury saying, oh, well, we may change rules to restrict this, but that only means on the low-level people, doesn't it? It's more selective enforcement. So A, break down how those little financial scams work, how they are illegal, and they're saying, well, we're now going to enforce what is illegal, and then where you see this going.
Well, first of all, I don't think they're going to enforce it. I'll wait and see. I noticed Mr. McCain called for the resignation of Mr. Cox as head of the SEC. The SEC has been a handmaiden to Wall Street for years. They never go after any crooks on Wall Street. They only go after the people who they think might be crooks in the middle-sized and small brokerage houses and attack people who write newsletters like me. And they cook up all these spurious schemes to make it look like they're doing something when the people at the major firms have been running rampant for years. Now, with that said, we have a situation where they've said no more naked short selling. And I'm not going to go in and describe how that's done. It's just it's illegal. Then we just saw here on CNBC today that the government is calling up the people who run the pension and profit-sharing funds and telling them not to lend their stock to people who want to borrow it in order to go short. No, that's illegal. You can't do that. The government can't do that. I mean, you may as well just shut down all the markets because they're saying we don't want the financial stocks to go down or anything else to go down because we want to live happily ever after. What they're not telling you is they've been rigging the markets since 1988. They've been rigging them in a big way for the last 10 years, and they want to continue doing so so people won't know what's going on. And so the next step is the merger of the firms that have been out there, leveraged 100-to-1, or reading AAA paper, which is BBB, and scamming even other bankers. I mean, the Europeans are furious. They're sitting with 48% of the toxic garbage, and probably another 10% is in Asia, and the rest of it is in America.
And now they're saying it's all got to be re-rated, but the insurance firms that rated have been caught in all the fraud. The accounting firms have been caught in the fraud, like Arthur Andersen. We're having Enron-level implosions every hour, forget every day. All of this is going on, and there's no talk of investigations, no talk of indictments. In fact, they're talking about basically just giving immunity to the top bankers to just do whatever they want.
You're absolutely correct. And that's where they're scrambling. That's where it's out of control. And they're trying to bring about a controlled collapse so that they can control it when we get on the bottom, wherever that is. And so they're merging companies together. Good example today. They want to merge together Wachovia Bank, which has a modicum of problems. And, no, I would say on a scale of 10, their problems are probably a 5. They want to merge it with Morgan Stanley, whose problems are probably a 2 or a 3. And so the reason they're doing that is not because they're worried about Morgan Stanley. They're worried about Wachovia. And so that's why they want to bring the two of them together. And Wachovia can, along with Morgan Stanley, generate the capital flow that's necessary to keep them in business. And that's what they're up to. But I will say this, and I've said it before on the program, you're safer in the brokerage house than you are in the bank because the accounts in the brokerage house are insured for $500,000 and more. And at the bank, you're covered for $100,000, and that's it.
And now a whole bunch of analysts, I mean, it's all over the news, so many sources, are saying 1,000 banks are going to fail, up from just 100.
Yeah, but we had a prominent individual say, by the time this is over, over 4,000 banks will fail. And they will. I mean, I've got a list right now that was sent to me this morning that I'm printing as an addendum to the international forecaster when it goes out on Saturday. And it's going to take up a lot of space, going to do it anyway. It's a whole list of banks that got problems where their ratings have been dropped. And I can't even remember who sent it to me, but thank you very much. And we get stuff like this all from all over the world.
Yeah, internal
all day,
stuff.
Every day.
Bob, do me a favor. Will you send that to will you add Aaron at Infowars.com? Because that's his email, but I also look at it a couple times a day. Will you send me a copy of that?
Now, hold on 1 second. Aaron, A-R-R?
Yeah, it's two A's.
A-A-R-O-N.
Yep.
At InfoWars.
At InfoWars.com.
Got it.
And I already get the forecaster, but then in my email is so clogged, I have to look around for it. But please give me that. Folks, you can subscribe and get a free copy at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or you can also go there and pay for one and get it twice a week. Or you can call and get the hard copy. Now, Bob, in just a few minutes we've got left with you today. And as this develops, I may have to get you on every day if you can do it, because there's so much happening for your little quick 10-minute blurbs. I want to talk about gold and kind of recap what we've seen it do the last 2 days, what this means, how they tried to suppress it, what this failure to suppress it means, if you think it'll go back down again before it goes back up, or if this is the final suppression before it goes where it should be at 2,800, 3,000, you know, just a dollar parity, the devaluation from 1980 numbers. So, give me a few minutes on gold, and then a few minutes just on any other key areas people need to know about.
Well, you give me a lot more credit. I am not a soothsayer, but look at this. They deliberately drove gold down because they knew these problems were coming, and they figured if we get it down, it's going to go back up again, but it'll go back up again from a lower level. And so that's what they were up to. Now, can they do it again? They can attempt to do it again. They can do it through derivatives in the futures market. But how much gold do they have left, they being the central banks? Nobody knows. They lie about everything. How much do I think they've got left? Somewhere between 0 and 5,000 tons. That's it. That's all they've got left. The rest of it is in private hands. I mean, just in August alone, and this is before the season of the two holidays in India, in August alone, people in India bought more gold than he did in the first 7 months of the year. I mean, they can't buy it fast enough.
Look, let's put it in layman's terms. You've got the elite with the tens of trillions of false currency and credit they made because they know that's going to suddenly be worthless, grabbing everything for the last 10 years they can get with the fiat currency and leaving us with the debt on our backs and our children's backs, a debt that could never be paid back, but at gunpoint, the military is going to try to make you pay it back to them when they did the robbery. Their bosses did. And so now the elite keep trying to suppress gold, but because all the elites and the populations want gold, it is in reality running low and hard to get. So is silver. And so they can only hold down the beach ball 10 feet underwater so long. And when you finally let go of the beach ball, it's going to shoot straight up and go up even higher. I mean, is that a good way of putting it?
Absolutely. And what we have here with this technical formation is it should go right back up, right through 900, and it should go back up and test 1033 where it was earlier in the year, and then it will be broken. We need to get up to somewhere between 2,700 to 3,000 to meet the official inflation rate since 1980, and that will be a threshold. And then the question is, how much was real inflation, real, not the government figures, since 1980? And, of course, we're looking at $6,000 or $7,000.
Now, for those that don't know,
believe me, these guys, the enemy, are buying gold, I promise you. Even though they run it down, when they do, they run in there and buy it for themselves. And when all the central banks were selling, they were, in part, the buyers.
Well, I know. That's come out in some of the press reports that, the elites are snatching it. So are third world populations. They're not stupid. The Russians, the folks in the stands, the Indians, the Chinese, the Japanese are snatching metals up. Because, folks, you don't go buy some fancy jewelry that has 2-3 times markup in it. You buy the raw metal because you can get it as close as possible to spot. And, I wouldn't tell people to invest in gold unless I believed in it. And that's why I've been saying the last few weeks, folks, it's going to go back up. It's going to go back up. There's no way with market fundamentals, with trillions of dollars a week, leveraged into Lord knows what, as you said, it's all secret, being guaranteed to these bankers, and it's in our name. I mean, how long until the dollar's toilet paper? I mean, that's a guarantee now, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, it is, and it's just a question of when, and it's down the line, and so you're buying gold cheap, and that's why you should be getting it yourself into gold and silver-related assets. The first place to start is with gold coins, silver coins. And for those of you who have lots of money and can take risk, well, you can buy the shares as well. And it's very important that you get involved, because if you don't, your assets are going to diminuate in value. And this will keep you even by having your investment in gold and silver during the hyperinflationary period.
That's right. They can't hide the 15% inflation conservatively. Some areas it's even higher. They can't hide that forever. For the election, they drove down oil for a while. But the bottom line here is this inflation is compounding each year. It's adding on, stacking on top of the last year. And inflation has a way of telescoping, doesn't it, Bob, historically, that you're really going to suddenly start feeling it, not on a monthly or yearly basis, but a weekly basis and then a daily basis until all confidence is lost in the currency.
And that's what's happening or beginning to happen now. When, you know, I predicted, because I've seen it before, $50 and $100 days where gold is up, and gold is down as well. we're going to go into a very volatile market, and it will not be unusual for a $50 upswing in gold for the day, and that might go on for 3 or 4 days at a time. People will be in a flight to quality. They've got to understand that all the currencies in the world are suspect. They are all fiat.
That's right, and loss of respect for one will spread to others. In closing, Bob, I really appreciate you coming on. I want you to pop back in maybe tomorrow, certainly next week. We appreciate.
Well, just tell me the time, and don't forget we have a number for people to come in on to get a free copy of the International Forecaster. That's 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178, and they can get a free copy.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, I appreciate you spending time with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, gold is up $35 today, still rising. Still rising. The graph goes like this. And so it's going up gradually. And it went up right at $80 yesterday and $35. $80 and $35. That's just amazing. That's $115.10 rise in 24 hours. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, I told you on Monday it was a buying opportunity at $779. And I said, I can't believe it hasn't gone up yet. I mean, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, this is all on the dollars back. This is la-la land. This is like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You ever tried to do that and tried to really push it down like 5 feet under the water? This beach ball like 100 feet under the water. And you're down there with a ball and chain, you know, tied to your ankle trying to hold the ball down. And now it's exploded over $100 in one day, $115 in 24 hours. I don't know what it's going to do by the end of the day. I don't know what it's going to be next week, but bottom line, the dollar is dead. Bottom line, they are raping the daylights out of us. And Bob's right. I mean, they've engineered the collapse, but it's gotten worse than they wanted, but they're still trying to organize it and control it. I want to bring Ted Anderson up for this segment and the next. Then we've got April Gallup. By the way, I forgot her bio. I know who she is, but you ask the guys since we're down on time. So I have it in 10 minutes to give me April Gallup's bio. I mean, I know her whole story, but I want to have that. I had it in my here. I don't know where it is. She survived in the Pentagon, heroic tale, and ties into 9/11 truth. And so we'll be getting into that. Ted, yesterday you offered gold at the price it was Tuesday, at right around what you were selling it for, right around $800 an ounce. It's gone up over $100 from what you were selling it at, but you offered it at that yesterday and sold out a little bit over even your supply, but you've got it being shipped in. So, you know, at that price. So you're even losing a little money on that, but that did end this morning.
Yeah,
well, you've got another big deal because you were able to get it at before the price it is today and even back a little lower than it was yesterday. And that was the best deal ever offered. And you told me this privately on the phone. You've ever offered or you've ever heard of. It was an insane deal, and you're honoring that. You sold out your safe of the gold at that price. Now you've bought more gold at the higher price. We talked this morning, folks. But you still got a super deal on it today. And, folks, I tried to get you to buy it Monday when it was $115 less. Ted, tell them about what you got.
Well, okay. I mean, let's go at it. I mean, yesterday we did. We oversold our inventory. We're going to honor every single transaction. It just means that I'll be buying it higher and selling it for lower. That's okay. I'll survive. I appreciate what everybody does for us. The second thing is I did lock in a position when gold was sitting there at that $870 level right around there. And now we're sitting with a high in gold of 918.10 today. Right now it's hovering at 960 cents per ounce. So we're over $900 per ounce.
Yeah, now let's be clear. This is like gambling, folks. And Ted puts everything on the line. He gambled, gave you a deal never before seen. He lost money. Okay, he's honoring it all. He wants to, you know, have customers. He's a great guy. Now he locked it in yesterday, and it's gone up a whole bunch more over that. He's going to offer it to you at the locked-in amount. Now, Ted, if you sell out your locked-in amount, I guess you're going to honor that as well.
I certainly will, and I can tell you, yesterday is the first time I've ever sold gold coins that far below spot. It was amazing that I could do it, and I'm glad I'm able to do it. Everybody who bought is winning right now. That's just a perfect mix. There is something still, Alex, from last week that I still have inventory on, and that's those Walking Liberty halves. I have them at $6.95. Silver now, rather than being $10 an ounce, is $12.98 an ounce, almost $13 an ounce, and I haven't moved the prices on those. That will not be here. I can tell you that is.
You've got silver, gorgeous half dollars. It's the prettiest silver coin I've got. Right now, below spot, folks. That deal is insane. 800-686-2237. I love offering my listeners deals like this. 800-686-2237. Come back. We're gonna tell you about the gold deal briefly with Ted Anderson. Stay with us.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Okay, well, the good news and the bad news. Ted's got gold and silver at below spot for you again today because he secured positions. He's got it in stock, the silver. You need to get your orders in now, folks. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. I know how busy things are. I'm the same way. I don't even like buying stuff. I'm not into things. But you've got to get storable food. You've got to get water filtration systems, firearms, ammo. Number one thing fighting the New World Order is be self-sufficient. And gold and silver, for those that have assets, even if you don't have a lot of money, silver's something great to get into. I mean, That'll sell you a single gold, silver coin if you want it for $6 or whatever, half an ounce, which is below spot. So Ted is there right now with his great brokers who stayed there till past midnight last night. The most amount of calls they ever got yesterday from the show, period. They've been on Coast to Coast AM. So I hope that you will give them a call right now at 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Now, the best deal ever in the history that I've ever heard of, and the Ted's ever, not just him, that we ever heard of. It was an insane deal yesterday. Ted has one almost as good, which might break the other records as well after his record. But tell folks the specifics of the deal, Ted.
Right now we locked into the gold at 871, right in that range. We were looking at British sovereigns. Currently, right now, they're at $241 per coin. We have the francs at 193. Now, Alex, the day before today, you could pick up those francs at 217 rather than 241. These are still below the spot price. You're not going to find them out there because spot now has jumped over $900. And 2 days ago, I was offering the silver halves at $6.95, and they were $10 and some. Last time, silver was up in that $18 range right in there. Well, guess what? Silver's just blowing through all the levels right now. It's $13, and I locked this stuff in at $10. So this is exactly the same buy. If you missed out on something yesterday, you still have an opportunity today to get on those Walking Liberty halves, and I really...
Okay, so there's the same below-spot deal. It's just now you pay more because you waited. But the point is it's still the same insane level.
No, Alex, you're getting that wrong. It's the same price as yesterday. They haven't gone up yet. It's that much better of a deal because spot has gone up today.
Wait a minute. I didn't understand that. Excuse me?
I'm selling the silver halves for the same price I did when I got on your show on Monday.
I understand that part, the gold.
The gold prices are up, yeah, a little bit. That's right. I couldn't do that anymore.
No, I understand, Ted. I understand you lost a bunch of money we talked about last night. The point is that you're still getting it at a super discount with the gold. It's still one of the best deals ever.
No question about it because I locked it at this 871 price, and now we're over 900.
Well, folks, I only support what I morally believe in, and I know Ted is a great, upstanding person and high quality and great brokers, and the prices cannot be beat, and he's doing this because he wants a relationship with you. Because he loves the folks on this show, big Ron Paul supporter, the founder of this network. Thank God I started a show with him for about a year and a half that I was doing for my house when I would go in every night and do the KJFK 98.9 blowtorch that went from south of Dallas down to San Antonio on FM. When they fired me, and I luckily had already gotten on a few affiliates and been on for a while with Ted and shortwave and internet and satellite. And so Ted has just always been there for us, and he's given you an insane deal. So give the brokers a call at Midas Resources right there in the same building as Genesis. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Now, Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, I can tell you, I'm going to be running out of silver halves real probably. I doubt I can do this tomorrow. This is about as far as I can hold that.
How long do you guarantee it? Till midnight tonight?
Without a question. Midnight tonight. And then we'll see what's going on tomorrow.
Okay, and then there's also the gold. How long can you hold at that below spot?
And again, we'll have to do it till tonight, and if we have to come on tomorrow, we will, you know.
Okay, so midnight's it on the gold, but you guarantee it till midnight central.
Yep.
Minnesota time, Texas time. We're right here in the same time zone. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.